A word for you from Hebrews chapter 10 verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. Well, that's not the end of the verse, but I'd like to speak next time on the continuation of it. Now, actually, verse 22 is the continuation of one long sentence, and it starts with a therefore. And as they say, if it says therefore, there's a reason that it's therefore. And here, the author, inspired by the Holy Spirit, is saying, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus. You see, Hebrews is really an explanation of the old covenant, which was, as it says in Hebrews, the shadow of things to come. And Jesus Christ himself is the substance of the shadow. Everything finds its fulfillment in him. The Hebrew Christians to whom this was written would have understood far better than we Gentiles understand, because he's taking the way that the Jews were instructed to draw in near to God in the Holy of Holies and to enter that place. Actually, for them, it was in fear. But here it says, with confidence, because of the blood of Jesus, not because we are anything, not because we have an unholy arrogance, but because of his blood. And it says then in verse 20, by a new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. Yes, the curtain in the temple was torn in two, but it really was simply symbolic of the fact that Jesus' own body was torn. And that it was in the Holy of Holies, that very thick curtain meant that now we have access to God. And it says, since he is the great priest over the house of God. Then we get to our text for today. Therefore, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. It is not because of us, but because of him. And then these words, with hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. Sprinkling with infant baptism does not cleanse the baby, but a heart, a conscience that's sprinkled with the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin and gives us a clean and good and pure conscience.